You're listening to a Rhino.com podcast. Yes, you are.
Impossible to shut the iPod off. Hey, it's Bob Lefsetz for the RhinoCast. You recognize that? If you don't recognize that, I want you to leave this podcast, go straight to iTunes or your other digital provider that you prefer, and buy Little Feat's Waiting for Columbus, legendary live album. Actually, there's a couple of iterations of live album. Originally, it was one CD. Then they ultimately released two CDs, and you can get an expanded version. This album is legendary amongst a very small group of people. Little Feat. What do we know about Little Feat? And, you know, the funny thing is, I always emphasize the first word, Little Feat. And other people say, Little Feat. And it's like, hey, you know, we don't really know because Lowell George, the leader of Little Feat, is deceased. He used to play with Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa, the credits on his albums were always totally different from who actually played on it. Lowell George, supposedly Weasels Rip My Flesh, he played on. But he ultimately left. He formed this band, Little Feat. And they were famous for one thing and one thing only, which I'll get to in this podcast, a song called Willin', which you may not know by title, but you'll certainly know the lyrics and you'll know the sound. And they recorded that a couple of times, but the first album went nowhere. Second album was sort of their sound. It was more rock, a little less kind of country and stripped down. Also didn't succeed. Then they put out an album called Dixie Chicken. The title track has become a classic party anthem. I can't explain why. You put that on anywhere, though, the whole room starts to jump and people love that song, but it was unsuccessful. Why did I become a fan of Little Feat? Because Warner Brothers used to have these sampler albums, okay? And there was a song by Little Feat, and then I read their new album, Dixie Chicken. It's the best record ever. And I got it. I was going to college in Vermont, and it's not like today, you know, you paid for every damn record. I played it and I go, I don't get it in the least. But since I paid for it, I played it a couple more times, and then slowly tracks revealed. Ironically, you know, the second and last track on the album, or the last track called Juliet, which is a phenomenal record. But, you know, then you get into the Alan Toussaint song, On the Way Down, you know, the same dudes you abused on your way up, you might meet up on your way down. And then they had a hit off the next album, Feats Don't Fail Me Now. They had a song called Oh Atlanta, and they had Rock and Roll Doctor. And then the album after that, the last record album, they had Long Distance Love, which is, you know, Lowell George could sing with unbelievable soulfulness, and he played the slide guitar I've talked about in other podcasts. It'd be so small, yet so right. Like on Bonnie Raitt's Feel the Same off her third album, Taking My Time, or on Angry Blues off James Taylor's Gorilla. He does the background vocals, and he also does the slide guitar. It is really jumping. And then, of course, Lowell George ODs. And without giving you all the extra credit, because this podcast is about something else, Little Feat ultimately reforms. It's never really the same because Lowell was the driving force, even though Billy Payne is an incredible piano player. And, of course, Richie Hayward, the drummer, just died. You know, great band members, but they really needed Lowell. But over time, there's been a subset of people who have remained fans of Little Feat. Okay, set that aside. Go to Phish. You know, generally speaking, people say they either love or hate Phish. I first saw Phish in April of 1992, okay? Really going back. They slowly, you know, you talk about how long it takes to make it, forgetting about the breakups, whatever. Vicious Sustain, they call it jam band stuff. But on every Halloween, when the band is together, and the band is back together now, but it wasn't together and playing on every Halloween, they do a complete album. And if you think about it, you know, some of the choices are unbelievable, like Talking Heads, Remain in Light. And they did Exile on Main Street. They did Velvet Underground Loaded, another great classic album. So I think the last year they did it was Exile on Main Street. And everybody's anticipating, they're going to do another album. So rumor was it was going to be Led Zeppelin. So the night before Halloween, they played like four Zeppelin songs. Wait a second. I'm gonna pull this up just to prove the point.
Falling all around time, I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moon lights my way. Here they came, and it's headed my way. And there's only one thing I'm gonna do: ramble on. Now the time is now. Sing my song. On my way.
They really get the groove down. Their vocals are not as good in the chorus, but they played a number of tracks from Led Zeppelin II, and they also played a little bit of Stairway to Heaven, because that's what people thought they were going to play. But the big kahuna, that what they were saving for, was on Halloween. Now, over the summer, I went to Telluride to see Phish. That was mind-blowing on so many levels. Have you been to this place? I've never been to the Telluride. It's very hard to get to. It's southwestern Colorado, barely above New Mexico, and just east of Utah. And the altitude is so high, it's frightening. You either stay right in the town, which is 8750, or in the mountain village above. It's 9750. It's like, oh man, I thought the altitude was going to kill me. But it's a box canyon. It is literally the most beautiful place I've been in the United States. I used to think the Tetons were the most beautiful, but no, this is just truly staggering. And Phish played for two nights. It was an incredibly tight ticket. It was great talking to the promoter, because what they said on the website was, this is sold out, don't come. In the 70s, people would come and they say, oh, I can get a ticket. But as a result of the modern era, people could say, literally, there are no tickets, don't come, you're going to get it. You're not going to let you in to tell you right. And there was no problem with all those wannabes trying to get tickets. But they showed me how they do it. They record the shows literally while they're going on. They have a whole guy in a studio, and they got a lot of money because they're so successful, and they usually have it up to buy within an hour, okay? An hour after the show, you can buy it. And you can buy Waiting for Columbus. You go to livefish.net, I believe it is. You know how to use Google. I could take a break, but, you know, this will be a little test for you. And you can buy, you know, a whole night's performance, which is hours long, for a little over 10 bucks. So I don't want to hear any bitching, but I do want to play you more of this Waiting for Columbus. Now, the opening is just like I'm Waiting for Columbus, which I just played for you at the top of the podcast, you know, where they're singing a cappella, Join the Band, and Give Me an F, Give Me an E. Now, the next track, and as I say, the track listing and the performances are identical to the Little Feat version, is Fat Man in the Bathtub. So here is Phish doing Fat Man in the Bathtub on Halloween.
Thank you.
Okay, now as a special treat, I'm going to play the original Little Feat version. Now, that's a legendary original version. Of course, there's a studio take of Fat Man in the Bathtub of Dixie Chicken, and it's great. This is a little bit different. Now, when you heard the Phish version, arguably the vocals are not as good, but no one could sing as soulfully as Lowell George. But there was even more energy on the Phish version. It was more alive and cut, you know, in one take and mixed immediately live. And Little Feat worked with a horn section on Waiting for Columbus. They had a complete horn section. They had the conga player. They really did it. They even gave you a program where, you know, they had a whole essay by David Frick from Rolling Stone explaining the history of Waiting for Columbus. The guys in the horn section, I know this guy, David Leonhardt, he plays with Steely Dan. They really did it upright. Okay, another comparison. I'll play the song Spanish Moon. Originally, I'll play first the Feat version, then I'll play the Phish version. Okay, here's Phish.
Spanish Moon. guitar. There was hookers and hustlers, they filled up the room. I heard about this place they call Spanish Moon. And there's whiskey and bad cocaine. That poison gets you just the same.
Where do we start? We start with what Trey said, the groove. What a groove on this record. Then we talk about the meaning. You know, we live in a world right now where it's, oh, the clothes you wear, the money you have on Wall Street, but really life is about something different. You go to a bar, everybody's equal. I'm not talking about a high-priced strip bar or a place where there's a private area. You go into a bar and it's like, everything else doesn't count. That's what Little Feat specialized, creating a whole world which was similar to our world. But then you look at these two versions. Once I said, no one could sing like Global George when he was alive, never mind somebody trying to replicate that. But arguably, and that's a kind of a lame word, the Fish take is better than the Little Feat version, the instrumental part. They have the horns, they have everything. They're really late. Maybe the groove is locked in a little bit better on the Little Feat version. But the overall effect on the Fish version is just as good, if not better. I mean, the night before Halloween, Government Mule did a complete version of Who's Next. And I'm wondering whether we should have bands every week, and we get people excited about music by all over America. That should be a tradition. Everyone should cover a classic album on Halloween, and we could ultimately understand their taste. But they get all the instruments. It's just a little off. I played it. I was very excited. As I say, Warren Haynes, great guitarist, real fan. But this Fish thing, I want to play the Fish version. And now I'm going to play the famous Little Feat song that everybody knows, even if they don't know Little Feat. And there have been so many covers. Maybe you know the Linda Ronstadt cover if you don't know the original. This song is sung by John Fishman, the drummer of Little Feat. And it's done in the original style. There have been many takes. Even Little Feat did one where there's more singing than talking. But here we have Willin.
That's right. They leave me with the featured vocal part. Wow. That's okay. This is a great album, and I hope you're enjoying it. Warped by the rain, driven by snow, drunk and dirty, don't you know, I'm still willing. And I was out on the road late at night, I see my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Dallas Alice. I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, Carry to Hatchapeta, Tonopah. I've driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back road so it wouldn't get wet. And if you give me whites and wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving.
Known as the best trucker song of all time. Most people didn't even realize it was originally a Little Feat song. They're collecting the royalties, of course. Willin. It's so funny when I first heard that song on the East Coast. I know Tucson, and then I thought he was saying Tucson to Hatchapi, and I don't know if there was really a place Hatchapi, or whether they made it up, and Tucumcari, Tonopah, Ultimately, I believe Spike lives in Tonopah. You know Spike. Isn't he the uncle of Snoopy, if you know your peanuts? But then when you moved to Los Angeles, I knew people had vacation homes in Tehachapi. It's a mountain town about 90 miles outside of L.A., and there's a, you know, there's a big pass that the truckers go over. It's just unbelievable. That's one of the great things about coming to L.A. All the records come alive. So what have we got going on here? We have a tribute to Little Feat, one of the great unsung bands of all time. You know, if you hit a gusher, you know, or maybe let me restate this. If you hit the right person, it is a gusher. Other people, they'll be completely confused. Then you have Phish acknowledging how great this album is just by choosing to cover it. Three, hitting it completely out of the ballpark. As I say, one can argue the vocals are not as good, but one can also say the energy is even superior to the original Waiting for Columbus. So what should you do, you know? If you're a big Little Feat fan, you're already coming in your jeans. This is fantastic. I recommend you go online. You buy the Phish takes. You'll enjoy them. It'll put a smile on your face. If you're a newbie, I would say get Dixie Chicken, which is a studio album. It's not flashy. Play it five times and get back to me and tell me what a shitty band Little Feat is. I don't think you can do that. Or you could really dive in and get the live album too, Waiting for Columbus, and then become such a fan that you want more that you get the Phish version. And or else you can try to see Phish as they're touring around town. They're touring in very large venues such that you can occasionally get a ticket. And you can experience it. It's very much like the 70s revisited. You know, we were in Telluride. And what you do is you stay in Mountain Village, you take a gondola into town, and then you have to walk for about 10 minutes to the park where these bands play. And it was so fascinating looking at the people because they looked like me. They reminded me of the 70s. It wasn't plastic surgery. It wasn't makeup. Everybody wasn't stick thin. They looked normal. And they went to the gig and they enjoyed the music so much. You heard all the applause on these live takes. It's unbelievable. And I'm going to leave you with one more live take, which will be the theme of our program tonight, which is Feats. Don't fail me now. Till next time, it's Bob Lefsetz for the RhinoCast.
Dentists are no good. Mama says keep away. Gotta tell you the truth, poor girl, you can never make me stay. I got something up and down this coast. Bet you my last dollar, girl, I can love you, love the most. Love you, love the most. Don't the sunlight look so pretty? Never seen such a sight. Like rolling into New York City with the scarlet in the morning light. Roll right through the night. Song. I heard you got the biggest truck in town. Right on through to Baltimore, you got to love me now. Give it to me gently, oh, please don't fail me now. Please don't fail me now. Please don't fail me now. Don't the sunlight look so pretty? Never seen such a sight. Like rolling into New York City.
You've just listened to a Rhino.com podcast. Visit Rhino.com for music, movies, and all kinds of crazy shit.